Well, good morning. Good morning to all of you. Yesterday we had the last day of sunshine in Geneva. I hope that doesn't foreshadow our discussions here starting today. But I, as every day, I would like to recall what we discussed yesterday. I think we had a very good discussion on definitions. Well, actually, I think we made substantial progress to reach, we're not there yet, of course, but to reach a common understanding. In particular, I think the definition is very important. It was set for a common understanding and as a key element in this process. Even we are not there yet for concerning a regulatory stage, but it would not be possible to enter such a stage without a definition. However, many delegations underlined that having a definition should not be a prerequisite for further continuing work and should not stop us there. Some delegations point to the general difficulty or even to impossibility to define laws, given that these systems do not yet exist. It was highlighted that any definition should be broad enough to encompass future developments. And it was pointed to the fact as well that, of course, a definition to a certain extent would be a political one because it reflects choices and value decisions. It was noted that a definition in itself should not be value-laden and should not draw the line between acceptable and unacceptable definitions, systems. Furthermore, it was suggested that we might want to consider a CCW-specific definition which should take due account in the context of CCW's objectives and purposes. In the further discussion, the relation between human operator and the machine was a central element of the discussion. And some delegations proposed to define simply as those systems that are beyond human control or meaningful human control. However, at the same time, human control over weapon systems was understood to be a key ethical imperative and necessary to ensure compliance with IHL. Meaningful human control was suggested as a frame to help advance our understanding around a threshold delineating acceptable or necessary levels of human control from those which are clearly beyond this threshold. Others noted that this was a vague concept and too value-laden and subjective. An alternative suggestion was made in the form of appropriate human judgment that would be required to ensure that a weapon system functions as expected. A number of states concluded that human control must be maintained over weapon systems, regardless of whether they are considered appropriate, meaningful, or effective. Rather than focusing on the relationship between the operator and the machine, some delegations preferred to focus on particular characteristics of laws, such as autonomy. It was proposed to consider systems as autonomous that are without human supervision from the moment they are activated. Other delegations questioned the usefulness of this term to move our discussion. And the point was made that we might want to consider if autonomy was not a continuum in itself, or whether we would have to distinguish between autonomous systems from fully autonomous or automated systems. It was also noted that the level of autonomy is likely to depend on the extent of human control and on the on-sea environment. A number of delegations suggested to focus on exclusively on autonomy in its critical functions. The issue of predictability of autonomous systems was an important aspect of the discussion. And in this context, it was referred to the risk and reliability and possible differences between human fallibility and malfunctions of the system in the context of predictability. It was further argued that the control of a system by the military commanders is a core capability for the military value of such systems. The point was made that the possibility of autonomous swarms would mean that such systems would be inherently unpredictable. The question was raised whether the attribute of lethality was required, or if instead the discussion should rather focus on systems of autonomy with critical functions. One concept developed to understand laws more inclusively, covering means of warfare, does not necessarily inflict, and machines that do not necessarily inflict physical death, was received with particular widespread appraisal. Others argued that only the lethal use of weapons is relevant in regard to IHL. A number of delegations welcomed the progress in our conceptual understanding of what laws are. Nonetheless, there was widespread agreement that further work was needed on this issue. In this regard, it was repeatedly stated that a group of governmental experts established by the Fifth Review Conference would be an appropriate forum to deal with exploring further definitions. This is what I retained from yesterday's discussion. As I said yesterday, this is sort of an oral summary only to reflect our current perception and to give delegations a chance to comment if there are any comments on that. If there are no comments right now, it's my great pleasure and honor to invite Ambassador Urs Schmidt to the podium here. Ambassador Schmidt will chair the first session, which we call Challenges to International Humanitarian Law, to be followed by a second session this afternoon. Urs, would you be so kind to come to the podium? Thank you so much. And I invite our experts, please, to take their seat.